AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The nation's newest Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, says the people and law enforcement in Baltimore and in other cities and towns have to work together to end the mistrust and the violence.
Which is developing a respectful conversation within the Baltimore community and across the nation about the way our law enforcement officers interact with the residents that we are charged to serve and to protect.
In the city of Baltimore, a rally is held outside the state attorney's office. Organizer Pastor Delman Coates says prosecutors have to provide answers to the public about what happened to Freddie Gray after he was taken into custody by Baltimore police.
We're looking for swift answers and swift justice all across this city. If that doesn't happen, you're going to continue to see, unfortunately, frustration, because this is not a new issue.
A report on the investigation into Gray's death is expected to be handed over to the prosecutors on Friday. Baltimore remains under a curfew for the rest of the week, and the Orioles, after games were postponed Monday and Tuesday, are about to play the Chicago White Sox in an empty stadium. Team in Major League Baseball closing Camden Yards to fans because of the recent violence. New York Mets outfielder Michael Kadire says it reminds him of his time as a little leaguer.
You still had your parents there, so this could, I'm sure, really weird for a lot of those players, yeah.
President Obama honors a high school English teacher from Amarillo, Texas, who works with students who are refugees as America's Teacher of the Year. Obama quotes Shannon Peoples of Palo Duro High on her way of getting through to the students.
In a sense, I sell hope, she says. I love that line. In a sense, I sell hope. And her students are hungry for hope.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 91. This is AP Radio News. The economy slowed to a crawl earlier this year. Jerry Boatlander has more.
The economy was hit from all sides in the first quarter of the year. There was the rough winter weather, so shoppers stayed home, major cutbacks in oil and gas drilling, and on top of that, exports took a nosedive. It all meant that growth was a scant 0.2% in the quarter. That's the poorest showing in a year, and a 2% decline from the final quarter of last year. The report came out just as Fed policymakers wind up a two-day meeting, and analysts say it rules out an interest rate hike anytime soon. Jerry Boatlander, Washington.
More people signed contracts to buy homes last month. That is the third straight month of gains as housing heats up with the start of the spring buying season. Pending sales improved in the South and West, but the number of signed contracts fell in the Northeast as well as the Midwest. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.